This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, after seeing some very good upside the last couple of weeks, today profit-taking seemed to hit our cattle complex, trading us lower and closing us lower. We did manage to bounce off the lows of the session. That was the good news. We saw choice box beef $1.91 lower, selects down $1.20 at mid-morning on a movement of 64 lows. Saw an estimated cattle kill day of 96,000 head, a weekly cattle kill 524,000. That is down 13,000 from last week. We've also heard of a little 161 cash cattle trade in the Southern Plains. That's equal to last week. April live cattle at the moment, $1.52 lower. June cattle closed down $1.35. April feeders down $1.67. May feeders down $2.20. And April lean hogs down 20 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
A lot of people think I'm superstitious. I never step on cracks. I never keep black cats on the ranch. I never open umbrellas indoors, not even in the barn. And I never let a young calf go unvaccinated. Because young calves are up against a whole lot more than you think. And I'm not just talking about bad luck, but stuff that even their mama's milk can't protect them from in the long run. Like BVD type 1B, the most common subtype of BVD in infected calves. That's why I vaccinate them with Pyramid 5 Plus Pre-Sponse SQ. It's the only approved combination vaccine that protects calves from BVD type 1B respiratory disease for at least 217 days. Plus, its viral and bacterial protection shields the unluckiest of calves. Even my doomed number 13 calf. Talk with your Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Learn more at bi-vetmedica.com/cattle.
Tom, what's also bringing the grain market lower?
Well, Leslie, there's not really any fresh news out there that goes along with today's downside. It seemed to be a combination of profit-taking, plus the fact the U.S. dollar has spent the majority of the day trading above that $100 mark. And for no other reason, I'm also going to throw in Friday the 13th might have also pushed down our markets today. Now, we saw the corn and the soybeans get back close to near the lows that we saw back in February. On the close today, the KC May contract of wheat was 7.25 lower. July KC wheat down 6.75. May Chicago wheat was 5.25 lower. May corn down 8 cents. July corn down 7.75. May soybeans down 16.5, with the July soybeans down 16 cents. And May cotton closed 72 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Use 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.